At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Good morning, folks. We've got a great show lined up for you this morning. Hope you're having a great morning. What a beautiful day out there. Mike Haas, voice of the New Orleans Saints, will join us. We'll do a recap of the Saints-Jags game. But more importantly, we'll look forward to the Denver Broncos coming to town this weekend as well. At noon, Jay Cicero, President and CEO, Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation, will join us about the Foundation's premier season ticket raffle. Wait till you hear all of what will be raffled off for a $100 chance. You're going to be amazed. We'll talk with Jay Cicero about that. Luca Pezzo, PhD, Assistant Professor of Finance at UNO, is leading a financial literacy and trading education program at the University of New Orleans called Tools for Trading in Financial Markets. It's a really great offering, one that you can join at any time and one that provides a lot of different experiences, and we'll talk to Luca Pezzo about that at 11:30. Our NOLA Coalition segment, we will be joined by Ricky Joseph, founder of Save Our Youth NOLA. We'll talk about their mentorship, entrepreneurship, and leadership development program and what they have been able to do with our youth in the city of New Orleans. And I want to go to the talk lines. If you have anything that you want to talk about this hour, give us a shout. There's a lot going on, right? The mayor's indictment on Friday. We had Trump and Putin meeting in Alaska. We had yesterday where Trump met with many leaders from Europe about the next steps. Zelensky was in town as well with a private meeting with the president. A lot going on. We'd love to hear from you as to what your thoughts are about all of this. I did want to go back and talk about something that I mentioned very briefly yesterday in the aftermath of one of the interviews about the indictment of Mayor LaToya Cantrell on Friday. And I said yesterday that the real tragedy here was not necessarily the fact that she has in fact been indicted and will face criminal charges. It's more of the ineptitude, the inefficiencies, the inability to lead this city, almost from the very beginning, quite frankly, of her term of office, right? She was elected in, she actually took office in May of 2018. And even before she took office in October, during the course of the election for mayor, she was really being criticized for utilizing her city council credit card for personal and campaign expenses. And we probably should have known then that we were running headfirst into an experience that was not going to be very promising or rewarding. She starts as mayor in 2018. And almost immediately, there was controversy around a number of her appointments, right? And that continued pretty much through her two terms in office. You will recall that there were a number of studies about the crime problem. One of the things that came up after her first term in office was the hiring of a new police chief. You will recall that she wanted Sabrina Richardson. Sabrina Richardson was the subject of a number of internal investigations for ghosting. This was her choice. She doubled down. She was going to the mat. Thankfully, the New Orleans City Council stepped in and said, no, not so fast. This has to be a process. They changed the law where they had some say-so there, thankfully. And the next one up was Michelle Woodfork, who's now running for sheriff. And Michelle, trying to do the right thing, as it related to the Russell Vapi investigation with the mayor, well, they discarded her real quick because she wasn't willing to do what the mayor wanted to do relative to that internal investigation. Go figure. The mayor wasn't going to let her fool around with her paramour and his job and the ability to go traveling around the world on the city's dime at that point in time. You recall that there was a recall effort as a result of a lot of this that went on in the first term of office, moving into the second. You will also recall that on a certain day, I decided to throw that idea out there. And I listed 14 things at that point in time. The list was 40. Actually, or 30-some-odd, if my memory serves me correct, and I pared it down to the top 14. And they are as follows. That crime problem. We had not really addressed it. There was a lack of attention to staffing of the police department. Code enforcement was in a shambles. Still is, to a certain extent. And the revenue department as well. Water bills were going out. Wrong. $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 water bills. The mishandling of the Wisner Trust. In violation of the Home Rule Charter, the mayor holds secret meetings with recipients of that trust. The trust is gone. It's been extinguished. For whatever reason, she tries to keep it alive and well to the benefit of some of those recipients, but more importantly, to the detriment of two-thirds of the revenue stream to the city of New Orleans. Obviously, because we have so much money, we don't know what to do with it, right? The mishandling of 911, the hiring of an individual that was a disaster, Tyrell Morris, he ends up getting indicted and convicted, if my memory serves me correct, right? No experience. One of the first things that he does is he screws up a software procurement process. Has not a clue what he's doing. Once he's out of that office, they bring somebody interim who ultimately gets appointed and uncovers all kinds of problems. The mishandling of the Smart Cities contract. You remember that debacle? Relative to fiber and utilization of same and how that was going to ultimately play out. Number of individuals end up leaving under a cloud? Because that was so mishandled, it was a joke. Then we get to trash. Going way back then. Still not resolved today. And what we realize is we went from two pickups a week to one pickup a week, and now we find out just a couple of weeks ago, this problem hadn't gone away. She's had every opportunity to resolve this issue. This was over 4 years ago this was talked about. About 3.5 years ago this was talked about. Still unresolved. In fact, sanitation is going to experience a $34 million deficit, according to Councilman Joe Geruso, this year. Last year, 20-something million. The year before that, double-digit in the teens. And the year before that, single-digit deficits. This issue has not gone away. Then we move to blight remediation. I mentioned it back then. Still hasn't improved. In fact, we had Andronika Morris on the other day. Still issues about money being promised, not delivered upon, no coordination. The left hand doesn't know what the right hand's doing. The entire leadership and administrative leadership, not sure exactly what's going on here. Finger pointing all over the place. Big issue for the city moving forward. Completely and totally mishandled. And still, to this day, this is an issue that's been lingering since the mayor took office and was a cornerstone of her platform as mayor. No attention to it. We've really not made measurable progress in this regard. Mishandling of capital construction projects. We got vendors that don't even want to bid on projects. You ever heard of that? They don't want the business because they can't get paid on time. They become the working capital for the city of New Orleans. Maybe that's where they got the idea that they could pay Troy Henry in advance, and the city is so used to being the working capital, I mean, having others as the working capital, that they figured out, well, let's give it all back and we'll let Troy Henry be the beneficiary of the working capital, and we'll take that on because we'll pay him on the front end of these contracts. You remember the French Quarter security plan? Remember that battle with the FQMD and the business association in the French Quarter going back and forth? Everybody pushing back on City Hall. City Hall doubling down, not willing to listen to anyone who actually lives and works there. She knew better. The arrogance. That carried forward to the relocation of City Hall. You remember that debacle? My way or the highway, LaToya Cantrell? That didn't go well at all, right? That was a distraction for how long? 6, 8, 9 months? Meanwhile, back at the ranch, the clock is ticking on the FEMA money, right? Meanwhile, we're having to ask for extension after extension, warning after warning being issued by FEMA and the federal government. There are no longer any more extensions that are going to be had. Now we're upside down, and now we find ourselves having to put up money or we're going to lose it. And first of all, money was never an object, and now they tell us that we have the possibility of a $73 million deficit. Isn't it funny how these things kind of grow and fester and become bigger problems, and they reveal themselves originally like 3, 4, 5 years, 6 years ago, and now they're coming home to roost? This is the real tragedy. And then New Orleans East, prime for development, right? Almost a blank slate in many ways. And we completely screw up the Target retail store issue out there. Gone. Ain't there no more. Right? Mardi Gras during the pandemic. Back and forth, miscommunication, lost opportunities, lost dollars, a lot of crews suffering financially, can't get a clear, concise messaging from the mayor's office, another problem. And then the creme de la creme is when the mayor walks into court on behalf of a perpetrator, a criminal, as opposed to the victim, and is trying to advocate on behalf of this individual, knowing that there are victims that are hurting, they're in pain. They don't understand why the leader of their city would side with the perpetrator simply because that perp is a friend. And completely forgot about the other side of the equation. So when we go through and we think about this inefficiency, lack of leadership, you know, lack of transparency in city government, public money being wasted, right, over and over again, you know, her inability to interact and work with Judge Susie Morgan as the consent decree judge. When you think about all of the wasted money and emotion and that exercise of futility, she really thought that her arrogance was going to be able to bully pulpit Judge Morgan around? Give me a break. Doesn't work that way. Doesn't mean you have to like Judge Susie Morgan. But you got to work within the construct and the confines of the consent decree, and you're not going to be able to push her around. Outcomes matter. The things being measured matters. If you want to get out from under the consent decree, focus on what truly matters. Again, the arrogance of this administration, the arrogance of the manner in which she's conducted herself, not only in her public life, but in her private life, has led her to where we are now, today. And every tragic decision, every tragic action, every tragic inaction, and in some cases the inaction has been much worse than the action, has led us to where we are today and the announcement that was made on Friday. So I would tender to you that the real tragedy here was almost from the day she started as mayor of the city of New Orleans. There's been hardly a day or a week go by where there was not some kind of controversy, conflict, inability to get along with folks, the my way or the highway mentality. And the true victims are each and every one of us, not only in the city of New Orleans, but throughout the metropolitan area. Because the city can't survive on its own. You have people in the metro area that are so turned off with the machinations of this administration, they don't even go to the city. They don't spend a dime in the city. They're not willing to spend a minute in the city. And you want to talk about tragedies? This is the tragedy. I rue for the day that everyone was proud to say that they were from New Orleans. Everyone was proud of this city, everyone, for the most part, was proud of its leadership and its ability and its resilience, its diversity, its culture, and the whole long list of why we fought so hard as we are approaching this 20th anniversary of Katrina to come back to the place that we call home, that everyone else around the country thought we were idiots for living here. This wasn't meant to depress you. This was meant to remind you of the reason that we are where we are today, with 4 or 5 months left in her administration. Now she's under criminal indictment. Or because of hasty decisions that we made about whether or not this individual was truly a credible leader and would truly work in the best interests of this city. I don't think so. We'll be right back. Love to hear from you. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We'll go to the talk lines when we return. Give us a shout. This is Newell on WW.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Yeah. So credible leaders worry, you know, about their legacy, how they're going to be remembered. And that was part of why I talked about what I did in the opening monologue, because I really believe that Mayor LaToya Cantrell's legacy is one of incompetence, inefficiency, ineptitude, and on many occasions, arrogance and stupidity. And when we think back, as we went through that list, and it was a short list, trust me, there was so much more to talk about. It is much worse than that. Let's go to Jimmy on line one. Jimmy, you're up. What say you?
Hey, Dom, how you doing, man? This is not the first time that this has happened. This is New Orleans, man. And the thing about New Orleans is that we should have seen this coming. She was a city councilman, messing up with the city credit card, had problems with that. Then she had problems with everything else in that council district. And we ain't going to learn a lesson then because, guess what? Oliver Thomas got elected as a councilman to do one thing, run for mayor. Her position, which we, like I say, New Orleans haven't learned. They don't learn. And like I said, this should have been seen when she was a councilperson. But no, she sold herself on this, sold herself on that. And the same problems we have again. We have the same problem again because this guy, all that he bought from New Orleans East was the Goodwill soap. All he bought from New Orleans East was the Goodwill soap. And we're about to elect him mayor now next, I guess. You know? Just crazy. This is one crazy city. And how it become crazy? Because people think different. Only New Orleans. And old saying say, yes, indeed. Only in New Orleans. Have a great day, man. Bye.
Thank you for that, Jimmy. I obviously, you can sense the frustration in Jimmy's voice. I think there's the frustration that a lot of people have experienced over the years in dealing with all of these issues. And I don't really believe, and I'd love to hear from you, that I'm exaggerating this point, that there was really hardly a week or a month that went by during the course of this completed two terms of this administration that we didn't have controversy and chaos that was going on. You know, I went back and actually, I found my original list. I was looking for it, and I found it as it related to proposing a recall of this mayor. And I found a whole series of outlines that I had done of remedial action taken to what she actually did. And I have to tell you that I came away from this exercise underestimating the importance of what the New Orleans City Council had done, probably back in 2021, 2022, when they began to push back on the mayor. And they began to really say, enough is enough. We can't do this anymore. We can't have this lack of transparency. We can't have our questions that are asked of the administration go unanswered. Our constituents are crying out to us, wanting to know what we're doing, what's happening, what's going on. We can provide no answers. The frustration of many, while still trying to maintain some type of relationship with the mayor, but recognizing this is not going very well. And maybe there's this need to get more aggressive. And as I'm going through the outline of the stories that I prepared, the sense that you get is it's getting worse. The pressure's mounting, the angst, the anxiety of members of the council trying to be respectful of the delineation of their powers and their authority, but recognizing this whole thing is going south. And then when you put the overlay of this relationship that has led to this indictment, what you're going to find is a deflection, a distraction. You see repeated instances of denial of so many different things. And interestingly, this went on for a while. I mean, it seems like it was a very short period of time. And as you go back and you look at when some of these issues first came up and then where they were ultimately resolved. We talked about this yesterday with the defense attorney that I had on about the Randy Farrell case, right? And as I'm looking through my outline, it was interesting because the mayor takes office in May of 2018. And it was at some point in time in 2019 where this whole Randy Farrell, LaToya Cantrell kind of scheme takes place to get rid of someone. I think it was in the code enforcement office or the permit office, if my memory serves me correct. And you also recognize that 3 years later, or about almost 3 years later, he pleads guilty in 2021. Here we are in 2025. You recall, and I think, I'm trying to remember who did, I think it was WWL TV actually did an outline of this, a timeline, excuse me. The situation with her beauty consultant or whatever the woman called herself. That's back in 2022, and the FBI issues subpoenas about how was she paid for all that the mayor received and whether or not that was out of the campaign fund. How did these purchases come about? And then we were burdened with this whole travel upgrade gate issue, right? This all-important travel, this all-important that she travel in first class, as unlike every other elected official in the state of Louisiana, that is prohibited from doing so. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that her CAO and others and the city council and others bring forward the observations that you can't do this. She ignored it. I am who I am. I'm the center of the universe, and I will continue to do so. And ultimately ends up agreeing to repay almost $30,000 in travel fees, upgrades to the city. Well, that went on for months on end, and in fact, still exists today. I'm not sure. I tried to find it in my notes, but I couldn't find it. Whether or not we've actually confirmed that the mayor has fully paid back the almost $30,000. Hopefully so. Right? And then we have the revelations that are revealed both through Fox 8 as well as the Metropolitan Crime Commission, all of what's going on. And in between all of this, the FBI raids Fuad Zaton's home, who is connected to the mayor. The point I'm trying to make, as I'm going through these tidbits, all of this is going on almost starting immediately after she takes office. And I guess we almost got desensitized to the fact that this was actually happening. But when you go back and I wish someone who maybe has more information than I would chart this whole thing, every controversy that has come up in this administration, I think you're going to find out that it's like the battered voter syndrome or whatever. I mean, we just kept going back for more. It makes no sense. And I think we tend to have forgotten all that we have experienced, except maybe those that live in a neighborhood that haven't been able to park in their driveway for 3 years, which is a whole nother thing when we start talking about capital projects, sewage and water board, and things of that nature. We'd love to hear from you. 504-260-1870. We'll be right
back. What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Back, stay with us. Welcome back, folks. Let's go back to the talk lines. Marie, you're up. What say you?
Yes. How are you, sir?
Doing well.
I have. I had a major issue, and I've had for quite some time. I'm not a politician or anything close to that. But what I have never been able to understand is how Mayor Cantrell has the kind of power or is she has the kind of power she has, but nobody seems to be able to stop her. In other words, they can slap her on her hand, perhaps, you know, give her a ticket here or something there or whatever, but she's still allowed to continue to do whatever she feels that she can do. And nobody or, you know, no company, no, you know, judge, no whoever can stop her. And that to me is really bothers me because, yes, there's no doubt she's done some incredibly crazy things and destroyed the city, you know, with her antics. But why nobody has been able to stop her? That's really, in other words, she has a lot of power, more power than she should. Isn't it maybe that the mayor, you know, has given more power than she really should have? Am I wrong in saying that? Or?
No, Marie, you're right in many ways. The construct of city government in the city of New Orleans under the Home Rule Charter carves out a lot of authority for the mayor, and not nearly as much authority lies with the legislative branch, the city council. Obviously, there's been a number of changes over the years I talked about earlier to try and equalize that or more appropriately balance out some of this authority, at least that the council would have some say-so in what she's doing in order to act as a check on that authority. It's been like that for years. I mean, the mayor sits as the chairman of the board of the Sewage and Water Board. The mayor sits as the chairman of the board, I think, of the committee that dealt with the Wisner Trust. The mayor sits, as the head of this, as the head of that. But it highlights, and I think, Marie, what you're trying to get at is, in recognition of the authority that the mayor has, we should have a voter turnout in the mayor's race of 80%. If you want to impact your life, you're going to impact it more by electing and the appropriate individual, the right leader to lead the city, then you're ever going to be influenced by whoever the president is.
Right.
Because as Tip O'Neill used to say, all politics are local. Well, that's what moves the needle in the quality of life that people have. And it's amazing to me that we will turn out more people in a presidential race than we will in our own mayoral or council elections. And they're the ones that make it zing, the city zing, one way or the other. It's not others. It's not members of Congress. It's not the president. It's your local leaders. And when you think about who they get to pick and how important that is, it's absolutely incredible. Marie, thank you so much for the call. Got to get to a break. If you're on hold, stay on hold. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Let's go to Chuck. You're up. What say you, Chuck?
Two quick points. The last caller was absolutely correct. We have a mayor council form of government. It needs to be scrapped. We need a council manager form of government, professionals that know how to get things done, number one. Number two, I think LaToya, coming out of Xavier with a sociology degree, had some great thoughts, some great sociological concepts for New Orleans, but she got in way over her head. And then she finally, I think, just threw her hands up and said, I think I'll just enjoy my stay here. I can't handle this. They need seriously smart engineering type peoples to run the city.
There's no doubt that there's a skill set necessary to do so. More importantly, you have to surround yourself with people smarter than you, right? That understand how this works, how it operates, and the good sound management accounting principles that it takes in order to the proverbial dot the I's, cross the T's. We'll be right back, folks, after the top of the hour news break. We'll visit with Ricky Joseph, founder of Save Our Youth, NOLA, and others. Stay with us. This is Newell on WWL.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.